Are they all taken? Yeah, that's fine. Do you want me to plug you in?
Yeah. One is not plugging, I'll see if one's out. Computer adjusting. Oh.
Oops, you have those here. What's happening is, I think it just, ah, it goes through a cycle, so now that's back on yours. And then that should be both. I think it has three settings. If you do it once, it's on both. If you do it twice, it takes it off your screen and just puts it there. Three times is back on your screen and then four times. Anyway, so. Alright, everything looks good, so I'll let you take it away.
You ready back there? Okay. Welcome, everyone. This is the kickoff meeting for the day. We're the new group to create a new remote control for real reaction. As you can see, our agenda is to open up the meeting, become acquainted with each other, have a little training on tools, create a plan, discuss things, and we only have 25 minutes total. Okay, the new remote control is to be original, trendy, and user-friendly. That, Steph, is your part, is the user-friendliness, the originality. It's going to take all of us. The trendiness, we'll probably get a look for some market research information from you, Sarah. And we'll get on with it. Okay, so we'll have a functional design, individual work, both meeting, and then conceptual design, and then detailed design. Okay? Right. Everybody's supposed to try out the whiteboard. Kate, why don't you try it first? If you can either bring your things with you, I guess. And while you're doing that, we'll try and figure out how to put these things on as well. Because we're all going to have to be able to walk around.
Right, so you want an animal and the characteristics of that animal. You have to be able to recognize what animal it is.
I don't think so. I think it's just to try out the whiteboard.
Are we all going to show our cat?
Bring the animal and you can tell it's not a bunny rabbit by the ears.
A mouth as well.
Okay.
Great.
And the characteristics?
Favorite characteristics of the cat, the whiskers, I think, because they're the easiest to draw.
Ah.
A bit small.
Okay.
Tail.
Fantastic. Since you're handy as well, I'm going to do yours next. I think it's today's used to using the pen.
Sure, it's not today's artistic.
That, no.
It's a mouse.
A mousey?
It's not a mousey, though. No.
A wombat.
Is it a ratty?
A what?
A rat.
Not a mouse. also that.
So that we're hooked with her with a very long time.
And your favorite characteristics of that animal?
They're intelligent and they're cheeky and fantastic pets. Very friendly.
Okay.
And they sit on your shoulder and whisper the answers to your homework in your ear when you're doing the homework.
Oh, a fish.
Right.
Gosh, why didn't I think of a fish? That's even easier to draw than a cat.
This is very representational.
Oh, okay. Fine. Favorite
like
characteristics?
They're sleek and they have a lot of freedom, but they also do swim groups.
Okay.
So
you
have
a favorite team elements.
Cats are sometimes very independent. My parents had cats, and they can
decide for themselves what is best. Okay. Now, we have to get down to the nitty-gritty of how to make this, and this remote control has to be sold. We're to sell it for 25 euros with a profit aim ultimately of 50 million euros. That tells you something about how many we have to sell on an international scale. Would be an awful lot of these, would be like about 100 million of them. To make 25 euros on each one and to make a total profit of 50 million. The production is to only cost 12.5 euros per item. Now, if it costs 12.5, you're selling it for 25, you're making 12.5 euros each. And we're going to make a profit of 50 million. That's can you do the math and how many are we selling?
I was just wondering if that's the if 50% is normal
markup.
Yeah, I don't think it's like 60%, but
okay.
They like $2 for 100%. And the question is, how many do we have to sell?
Yes, because our market is international, and your problem is has to do with marketing. Of you got to know how many we're going to be selling to know how big a market you have to target,
mm-hmm.
and who is that.
Yeah, that's
to give you a pretty good idea of where you're looking.
That's 4 million.
Something like that. Okay. That's 50 million euros. Or make 50 million euros and you're only getting 12.5 each. A lot of selling. To be 54 million. You have to sell 4 million. Okay? Right. Experience with a remote control. Did you use a remote control for television or DVD or something?
Like that's the control thing we're talking about. Well, we're creating a home environment for
Well, I've seen some remote controls that are for more than one device at a time, but I also have heard about them not working well or not well coordinated, and you wind up working with this one for this three and then this
It
one over
has
here
two
for
though, yeah,
another.
when it's sitting there and you know, you're sitting there and you suffer and you want to change something, but it's five different remotes, so one for the TV, one for video, and one for cable, and one for
Yeah,
but
and they don't
yeah,
always
but
talk to each other.
I presume this is just for the television.
Don't know. Okay, are there any ideas for the remote? What would it be for, and what group would it be for? We have to think about that one.
We could make a Hello Kitty themed remote.
I like one of the bright colors or pretty.
Yeah. We
I
could
think
totally
both
go
work.
to the Japanimation. Well, I mean, there's also the cachet that Japanese make great products. Electrical, their industrial design is very good.
I think one that doesn't have lots of superfluous functions, like I've got one at home that has, well, apart from the obvious channels, channel up, channel down, volume, you know, subtitles, mute. There's a lot of buttons that I've got no idea
Well, that's a really good point, because I think one of the things that, being somewhat computer literate, we tend to go to menus and then make choices, you know. So if it's like a volume button, you know, you can go in and say mute or volume. We don't need to have like the numbers if we also have a channel up, channel down. You can make it smart, like an icon. Make it recognize things.
Yeah.
That's great.
I know this sounds like it was very quick, but I think that's the industrial design is the first one, that's Kate, for the working design. And user, that's use Steph for the technical functions design and for marketing the user requirements specification. I think there's going to be a lot of, we have to help each other and work through this as a group. And I think we all, you know, we like our kitty cat and our rat and our fish, but I think we all have to like each other to get this done. As it says, we're going to get individual instructions, but I don't think they'll allow a lot of extra time, so I think a little bit of less of this and more to do will set us in good stead. Do you all agree? All right. Then I don't see any reason to prolong it, and we should finish this reading right now and just go into other things. All right, so this is the end of the first meeting. Thank you all.